So this time we are doing two mini series, and we started off with the spirit series. We started off with the alpha video on the person of the spirit. And then the following week we did an awesome, some interactive up on the stage speaking on the fruits of the spirit. It was awesome, wasn't it? Fabulous. It was fantabulistically, awesomely amazing. Okay, see, not only Somizi gets it right. Shem. Anyway, Pastor Mark did the gifts of the Spirit, and this week we're going to be doing how I can be filled with the Spirit. Now, I won't be speaking to you all. I'm sure you can see some old people in the room here today, sitting here up in the front like pastors. Well, this is my mom and dad, Desmond and Faith, and I've called him up all the way from KZN to come speak to your guys on how to be filled with the Spirit. There are some people that were here first service. It can be testimony to what we've already experienced. And we just want you in second service to feel the same enthusiasm. Give me a woohoo! Okay. Now, you know, as KZN people, we don't come alone. So in the back row there, we have Caden, who decided to come on a Sunday, our Friday crew member. And then we have Joy, my sister. Joy! And we have Rachel, who never came to the front, but it was a birthday in the week. Yeah, she's wrong, we know. And then there's my uncle Ashley. He was a boxer. So you mess with me, he'll sort you out. I'm just saying. Okay, so everybody, please make my father feel really, really welcome. His name is Desmond. He was a teacher, now he's a lecturer, and he's a taxi owner. He also is a pastor in his spare time. And besides the time he uses to sleep. So if you don't mind just giving him his youth welcome to the front.
Praise God. Hello, everybody. All right, okay. I think it's normally the crowd that comes for the second service is much more awake than those in the morning, eh? So let's give a good praise offering for Jesus. Amen. Come on. I said to the guys in the morning, I went down for the service, and I just want to say something. And when I say it, you may feel that I'm saying it because I want to say some good things about the church, his people. And in fact, you'll find that you're absolutely correct. We had come in when Jen, you know, she's married to TK. When she came up to Johannesburg, she was looking for a place. She was looking for a home, the Lord's house. And we came in and we sat about the second row at the back. And I want to say to you that your worship was absolutely out of this world. Let's give his people a round of applause. Yes, And what I found, Pastor Mark, is that there was a time that I did some teaching in London, and I went into his people branch there, and the welcome was just tremendous. Made me feel at home, or somebody very far from home. And my best days were Sundays, you go and people just made you feel special. So you don't know how much you do just by the smile. The Bible says if you just give a cup of water to somebody, you have your reward. Amen. And this is a place where young people, you will grow. Amen. Say to your neighbor, that has to be your neighbor, because no neighbor there. You will grow in this place. Say that again with enthusiasm. Again. Not you will go in this place, you will grow in this place. Amen. Now, young people always looking for identity. And in all our macho-ness, I see these great men in the front, you know. I'm sure if they took off their t-shirts, you'll see their great muscles. I had a lot of muscles before. They seem to have slipped down over the years. And I remember that my eldest brother-in-law was a pastor. And those days I used to cycle and do all those fancy things, play football. And I looked at them with their hands over their stomach standing like this. And I shook my head and said, bye. And they turned to me, they say, your time will come. Now, man, if I just play a little bit of football, I almost have to go for surgery the next day. So in the Word of God says in Ecclesiastes 12, Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come, when you say, I find no pleasure in them. And how are the evil days? The old days, my friend describes it, that when he bends down to pick up something from the floor, he wants to see if he can do anything else before he gets up, because the bones are old and so forth. But we are today because of a promise. Say to somebody, promise. Say to, you know, the girls are all sitting like this. Say promise. It's okay if you look to these guys. Say promise. Now, I don't know, for some other reason, there are more girls on that side than on this side. Now, I know his people's not those churches where the men sit this side. But I think that these guys have broken your hearts. That's why you've chased them away, ladies. Now that's the nature of relationships, is that we trust, we put our confidence. Some people put their confidence in things. Some people put their confidence in people. And you feel, man, I've got a girlfriend, I've got a boyfriend, I've got a friend. And man, if I just hang out with that person, they promise me, man, they'll do whatever, they'll do the world for me. And if I just hold on to what they say, they are going to bring me to an expected end. And how many young people have just got to a place where they will trust no more? And one of the things I saw in England, you couldn't say to a young man, hey, come here, son. He'll turn around and say to you, don't call me son. And the reason was because he'd probably been in a destabilized family, and he's gone throughout the world saying, man, there's no one that I can trust anymore. I can't put confidence in anybody. And so I'll trust myself. I will try to go it alone. But God has designed us in this way, that vacuum in our spirits, nobody else can fill it. Alcohol cannot fill it. Drugs cannot fill it. Sex can't fill it. Relationships can't fill it. Even my parents can't fill it. The only person that can fill the vacuum in my soul is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's give the Lord a big shout of amen. And you know, young people, you can search and search and search and spend all your time searching. But we did a searching for you. That the Word of God says that God is faithful. Amen. Philippians 1:6 says that if He has started a work in you, and just give me a wave if you've given your heart to Jesus. Come on, guys, don't be shy. He started a work in each and every one of you. He's able to fulfill that work even unto the day of Christ's appearing. How does He help us to, you see, because He doesn't only want us to be converts, amen. He wants us to be disciples. In other words, every one of you should not win 10 or 20. Each one of you should win just one person. And as you win that one person, you win another one. But how does He do this? After He's saved you, He wants to fill you with the Holy Spirit. He wants to baptize you, because He said to the disciples, whilst they were with Jesus, they could only do things under His instruction. Jesus will say, go there, and they'll say, I had a failure. Or go there, and we managed to do this. But Jesus said, after that, the Holy Spirit is come upon you. You will be my witnesses. First in Jerusalem, that'll be here. Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Now, I want to ask you, will God withhold His Holy Spirit from you? Some people are just like the Pope. Will God withhold His Holy Spirit from you?
No.
Does He want you to be His witnesses? Does He want your ministry to be filled with signs and wonders? Look on Vince. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we can only have signs and wonders and be witnesses if we are filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. Now, where does it come from? Joel chapter 2 verse 28. Now, read together with me. You know, at school, I say to the guys that I think these seats in the front are the most expensive seats. The ones at the back are 2 Rand 50. It's like when you go to watch a game of Chiefs and Pirates, the people that are sitting right in the back, you applaud the goal because they clapped in the front, isn't it? You can't even see the ball from there. So the guys in the front, they get everything. They get all the goodness. Now, let's read it. Participation in the class. The guys in the front normally get all the straight A's. Isn't that so? Now, Joel 22, let's say it after me. And it shall come to pass, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons, if your guys say, that's me. And your daughters, that's us. Oh, come guys, man, I need a better vibe. Let's start again. I will pour out my spirit upon all people. And your sons, what do you say? And your daughters. And your old men. There's no one here. What do the old men do? Will dream dreams. All right. And your young men will see visions. Not visions of ladies, but visions of things of the kingdom of God. Say a good amen to the Lord. Man, just a quick one. My wife's right here correcting me, and she's a timekeeper. We had guys in the church back then, and they come and say, hey, Brother Dez, I had a vision. What vision did you have, Brother? Got so excited that the Lord is touching this young man. Hey, he says, I had a vision of this girl. So what was the vision? Hey, I had a vision that she's my wife. And then when he goes to the girl, she says, no, I had a nightmare. So we're not talking about those visions, amen. We're talking about those visions, the pastors can deal with you accordingly, give you a hiding. But we're talking about visions, where young men will see visions, right? Old men will dream dreams, and the language of the Spirit of God is dreams, are visions, are great mysteries that God reveals to you, because God doesn't want to keep the stuff of the kingdom away from you. We have this impression that, man, God wants, you know, God is this big person in the sky, and he wants to punish us, and he wants to sort us out. But it's so simple that God says that if I've got sin in my life, according to 1 John 4 verse 9, if I confess my sin, he is faithful and is just to forgive me my sin and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Once he cleanses me by his blood, I'm saved, I've given my heart to Jesus. All I have to do is say, dear God, in the name of Jesus, baptize me in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Amen. Now, the word of God says that it's God's desire. Say that, it's God's desire. It's God's desire, again. In other words, God desires to give you good gifts. God is not a withholding God. And sometimes we come to a place, even in the family, that because you never wash the dishes, and how many know it's righteous to wash dishes? Amen. Say aloud, amen now. Amen. Even for the boys, it's good to wash dishes. Amen. Amen. Right now, we've never washed dishes, so I'm not going to give you pocket money. So in the family, we understand our father to be a father that withholds because you've done wrong and I want to withhold. And so we come with that same experience to the church. We come with the same experience to God our Father. And we say, Lord, you will save me, yes. Lord, you will heal me, maybe. But Lord, when it comes to giving me good gifts, no, Lord, I don't qualify. I qualify because of the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross. Jesus paid it all. I don't have to do anything. All I have to do is ASK. What is that? What is ASK? And if you were in America, you'd say? Ask. I don't like to use American because I think they can be a bit disrespectful. They call it uncle and. Now, how can you call your aunt an aunt? You know, but anyway, all we need to do is ask. Amen. Say to your neighbor, all I have to do is ask. Now talk to your neighbors across the way. All we have to do is ask. Come on, neighbors, can you outshout the next person? All we have to do is ask. Wow, this is revival already. Give the Lord a round of praise. Then say with me Psalm 84, verse 11. Psalm 84, verse 11. It's the promise of the Father. Say that. Now, God is not like us men, right? God is not slack concerning his promises, as some count slackness. What does God say? No good thing. Say that with me.
No good thing.
Caden, I didn't hear you. No good thing.
No good thing.
Will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. So God is not a God who wants to withhold. And there's another scripture where you can go through it at home from Luke chapter 11. And it's found through the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And they call these synoptic Gospels because they're very similar in content, yet written by different authors. And I was sharing this. I was at high school. I had practically close to 150 kids that I had in the SCA, the Student Christian Association. Some call it the SEM, Student Christian Movement. And every time before the ball that they'd have in the end of the year, 3 weeks before the ball happens, they'd all backslide. They'd stop coming to my Bible group. And when I asked one or two, they said, no, we were preparing ourselves to go and dance and to get a bit tipsy there. And it weighed on my heart and I said, Lord, the only way that I can ensure that these kids realize that to be in Christ, to be in church and to enjoy the things of the Spirit is if you baptize them in the Holy Spirit, because that makes you disciples. You begin to testify of the great mysteries and the wonders of God. And we had a session, and I prayed for them, and nobody got baptized, and I resigned. I said, I'm no more doing SCA anymore. And about a month later, the church invited all the men to a camp, and there was no subject as such. But through the Spirit, somebody popped up there and said, let's connect and let us examine our own lives about relationships that have gone wrong. And I was sharing with Sister Debbie and earlier on with Mark, where I said in our church, from the beginning of the year, I said the guys must come and pray 5 o'clock in the morning for their families. Because real men pray for their families. Amen. Say that, real men, like us, pray for our families. Because in the churches, the ladies have done a lot. And when I found that there was a point of a lack of connection, because I was reading the scripture in Matthew 11, where Jesus first speaks about the Our Father in Matthew 6 and earlier on in that chapter. And one of the conditions he was saying that if you don't forgive, then I won't forgive. And I was saying, God, I don't have a reference point with the concept father, because you see the person father can be biological father, but the concept father can be fatherhood, a father who's not absent, but a father who's there. Amen. And I said, I don't have a reference point. So I was sharing the scripture and saying, if your evil fathers know how to give good gifts. Now, what does the Bible say? That if you ask your natural father for a piece of bread, he will not give you a stone. If you ask him for a fish, he won't give you a scorpion. If you ask him for an egg, he won't give you something harmful. Now, in my natural ability, now I like to surprise my wife. And sometimes it doesn't work out because I can't surprise her because she's too sharp. We end up surprising each other. And I like to do good things for my children because I said, I don't want to have an experience where I never had a father. Well, I had a father, but he's losing out by not identifying me, because I need to say to him, look what the Lord has done. You know, if you knew that my end would be so good, you would have been, you'd have stuck with me, old man. So I said, in my own family, I have three girls and I want to spoil them. And I said to Jen, I said, Jen, man, if you didn't get married, the car I was going to buy you was a kusheshe, you know, a small box. Why? Because Genevieve's got a heavy foot. Man, if she sees that the car goes out to 300, she doesn't believe what the Germans say. She wants to taste and see that it does go up to 300 kilometers an hour. Now, that was my desire. If she never got married, I would have taken her to get a pilot's license. Because she, now she must stay married, amen. That's if she never got married. But what happens is that fathers, as evil as we are, as limited as we are, we will not give our children a stone for bread. Then Jesus uses that analogy, says, how much more won't your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit? Straight away, the Lord spoke to me and said, you had been ministering to the children and saying, if a father, but you didn't realize that you hadn't dealt with that vacuum in your life. But what is the Our Father saying? Forgive. There's a relationship that has broken up. Maybe I'm an orphan and I have that bitterness. All I need to say to free myself, Father, I forgive those. I forgive that father that never became a real father to me. You know why? Because God says in His Psalms that He takes the lonely and He puts them in the church family. He takes orphans and He brings them into a family. And once that matter was sorted out, I went back to the school and I said, Lord, baptize these kids in the Holy Spirit. And man, I was astounded that the Lord did exactly as I asked. What I didn't understand was that there was a vacuum in my own life. And I'm saying to you guys, fathers, as good as we try to be, we are limited. But we have a heavenly Father that does not want to withhold things from His children. This is God. Jesus, His Son, is the baptizer of the in the Spirit. As you see, it's the promise of the Father. God is not slack concerning His promises about you. He will give you good things. Look to your neighbor and say, He will give me good things. Again, He will give me good things. Amen. Now, the Bible says that in 2 Corinthians 1:22, He has also sealed us and given us the Spirit as a down payment in our hearts. Now, I think about down payment. Remember, in the scripture, John 1:12 says, to them that received Him, to them gave He the power. Say power. The power to become sons of God. Now, the ladies can become sons because there's no sons and daughters. But even here in the scriptures, how is it that the men become brides, isn't it? So it's a bond down payment that God seals you, that when He comes back for you, it's as He's coming back to take up His bride. So the Holy Spirit seals you unto God. You know the song that one of the singers says? He sings it over you. I know who I am. And He says, you are mine. Now, what do? We come from a position maybe where fathers could have rejected us, where parents could have thrown us away. But God says, you are mine. I have sealed you with my Spirit. And this is what the Holy Spirit wants to do. The next slide says that He anoints us for service. Amen. Say that. He anoints us for service. Did I miss one? That Jesus, I mentioned earlier on, that Jesus is the baptizer. In other words, it's proof that after Jesus died, He was buried, but He rose again. Some people say, man, Jesus' body was stolen. But as tangible proof that Jesus went to present His blood to the Father, He said, when I go, if I don't go, the Holy Spirit won't come. So the Holy Spirit is proof, and He is the baptizer. Jesus is the baptizer, anoints us for service. Also in John 16:13, what does He do? He leads us, that's the next one, He leads us and he guides us. The Bible says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will lead you into all truth. He will not speak of his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. So when God baptizes me in the Holy Spirit, he gives me a prophetic understanding of the mysteries to come. I don't have to go to the water lady. I don't have to go to Sangomas to find out what my future is going to be like, because the Holy Spirit will lead me and he will guide me. Very quickly now, he empowers us for service. He will testify of Christ. You will speak mysteries to God. It is God's pleasure that you are baptized in the Spirit. Amen. God wants to baptize you. And I want to say to you, I want to make this declaration. When you ask God, believe that God will hear you. God is not somebody who minuses from your account. God wants to add to you. God wants to give you the Holy Spirit. Now, I have a granddaughter. I don't know if she's here. Anna. Anna's about a few months old. Now, it's strange with the babies that as much as the mothers want them to say mama first, they always say dada. Isn't that wonderful? I think that's supernatural. But when Anna says mama, I don't expect her to start reciting an entire poem in Shakespearean English, you know, because she's starting to talk, isn't it? So you say mama, dada, and it's not your natural tongue. You trust God, you say, Father, I ask you for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now the Lord won't come down and the Holy Spirit puts one hand on your head and the other one on your jaw and does this. No, no, no. You've got to use your natural abilities. And sometimes the words that come, it sounds like you're talking Greek because you don't understand it. You're speaking mysteries to God. And it's a mystery to God. It means that you don't know it. God knows it. So you trust God. And I'm saying to you, we may have a short time now because we're going to lay hands on you and trust God that God will baptize you in the Holy Spirit. But I'm saying to you, even after today, you'll find while you're brushing your teeth at home, you'll start mumbling these words. One day, it was longer than that, but this year, I was ministering in Poughkeepsie at my sister's church, and we were trusting God, and I laid hands upon this, my niece, and she broke out in tongues. And when she got home, and her husband is a Hindu guy, and he was very worried, he says, oh, my wife is using expletives in the bathroom. I don't know what's got into her. So what happens after this service, as you continue to ask God to fill you with the Spirit of God, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, you're going to find that in service one day that you'll start speaking in tongues. But you have to have an expectancy, isn't it? God has a desire for you to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Have you got a desire? Because the Holy Spirit is a gentle person. He wants you. He wants to fill you. Do you want to be filled in the Spirit? And so we'll lay hands and words will come into your mind. Speak them in faith. Speak them in faith. Amen. But believe that God wants to do good things for you. God will not withhold any good thing from those who walk uprightly. Hallelujah. Can we stand, all of us? Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Bless your name. Bless your name, Jesus. And we want to do things a little differently. I want to ask you, among the youth, how many of you have been baptized in the Spirit and have spoken in tongues? Can you come and stand here in the front? I want Joy to join me. And is Rachel here? Come here. Come. Right? You've been baptized. You've spoken in tongues. Praise God. Can you see that God is no respecter of persons? What he can do for us, he can do for you. Amen. And you want God to baptize you in the Holy Spirit. Remember, it said, God's desire. But do you have a desire? It's like citizenship. Not everybody can get citizenship, and some people don't get citizenship because they don't want to be South African citizens. You've got to apply, but you don't have to fill out forms. All you have to say, Lord, please baptize me in the Holy Spirit. and we will lay our hands on you. And you open up your mouth and God will fill it. Now, if you've got a desire to be baptized, come to the front. Just close your eyes, raise your hands, and we're going to pray with you. Come quickly now. We don't have much time. Bless your name. These guys in the front are going to start speaking in tongues. And as you come, just come and line up. Say, Lord, please fill me with the Holy Spirit. Come at right now. Oh, we bless your name, Jesus. We praise your name. We worship you. Rabba Kasianda Baba Baba City. Kushaka Rabba Baba 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 Baba. Guys, keep speaking. God is going to refresh you as well. Rabba Kasababa. Just open up your mouths. Rabba Kasibo Bobunda Rabba Baba. You want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit? I want you to come to the front. Or maybe Pastor Mark, you can help me. Just stand in front. Raise your hands. Don't talk. Let's just speak in the spirit, guys. Aloud. Guru, thank you for your response. Thank you for your response. Just raise your hands. And come, Faith. Come, Ashley. Come, Jen. Just speak in tongues, guys. Let it rise, let it rise. Shaka sababa. Father, baptize us, O God, in the Holy Spirit. Father, baptize us, Lord, in the Holy Spirit. You want to be baptized? Kasaba, come right here. Okay, I'll pray with you. You want to be baptized? Come right this way.
This is a special holy place, and it may not end because maybe before you go, you still have a chance to be prayed for. But it's been a very, very special morning, hasn't it? Mr. Desmond, you have been amazing. God has used you to speak to us. And your wisdom, guys, I think we learned a lot. You know, not just even about God and His Holy Spirit, but about being and operating and moving and being men. And ladies, you always make our presence very special. So we, a round of applause for the ladies, for the ladies. So thank you so much to Jen. When Jen thought of designing the series, she put her hand up and said, I know someone who needs to be speaking on the last Sunday. And she was right. You needed to be here on this last Sunday of this mini-series on the Holy Spirit. But you know, when you start to learn a new skill, maybe with guitar, maybe you're just learning a G major seventh and it spreads over 4 frets and it's sore and it's hard and it doesn't sound right. But what you need to do is you need to practice it every day. If you just do it once and don't do it again, you know, if you read your textbook once for the exam next week, you don't know it. You've got to summarize it. You've got to do it, work it, work it, work it. The gift of tongues is going to grow in you. It's a language. Anna doesn't speak fluent like Genevieve. You know, she can shout. She can ask for food, but she needs to learn and practice and grow. So don't neglect the gift that was given to you through the laying on of hands. Practice it this week in your prayer life. Speak it out, pray it, and you'll find God will give you understanding and wisdom in your mind as you speak. If you don't know how to pray for someone, go into that prayer language just quietly in the background, and God will use it to unlock something that you didn't know and will do something sometimes that you don't even know. Okay, so be there. We start a brand new series next week. It's the Hearing God series. We're going to be launching with, does God actually speak today? I want to guarantee you that you are going to learn, not you just going to come and hear God speak through some prophet. And we do that sometimes with a prophetic team. But you are going to learn to hear God speak in the next 4 weeks. It's a money-back guarantee, okay? So whatever you pay to attend the series, money-back guarantee that you will learn to hear God speak for yourself. And you will become prophetic as well, as I believe. So be here next week. Friday night's going to be awesome. Thanks to Nao, who's already adult leader, volunteer, first Sunday, helping us on the sound desk, already getting involved, using his gifts, and we will see you all Friday. Stay if your parents aren't desperate to grab you. Some of us rushing off baptism. Young Peter is from the first service. Don't forget, water baptism is also important. So the next time we call you to that, make sure at the beginning of next month that you're ready for that too. Thank you so much again. Thank you so much again for the family being up for Marisburg. Round of applause. God bless.